I remember one of the first companies that I went and did some consulting work in, they asked me to join them for one of their weekly meetings just so I could observe and see what was going on. And as I sat in the meeting, it began to unfold, and I immediately noticed the way in which, within minutes, people were starting to fade and check out. And the only people that were really engaged in the meeting were those that were asked to be speaking. And so they would talk and engage, and everybody else would kind of check out, maybe look at their phones, do other things, and kind of try to pretend to be engaged. What also happened was every single agenda item that came up began to balloon. Each time a very small tactical issue, like let's say they needed to resolve an IT problem, would evolve rapidly by other people making little comments that would expand it. And so you'd end up with kind of this immediate conversation about some IT problem that would kind of eventually begin to morph into someone observing the trends that were happening technologically and that was shifting things going on in the world. And that triggered an idea in the leader's mind that he wanted to talk about some other larger strategic issue. And this went on for 3 hours. Now, it didn't feel like 3 hours, it felt like 10 hours, and most people were dying by the end of it. And this was their weekly meeting. And it was one of the first things that I realized, that has to change. There's gotta be a better way to do this. And so what I did is I began to build, design, and recreate the meeting protocol. And what started to happen was, one, meetings never went past 90 minutes in a week instead of 3 hours. You cut the time in half. And they got done 3 times the amount of work they were getting done in 3 hours. So some incredible efficiency started to happen. But most importantly, people were engaged. They were actually looking forward to coming to the meetings. They enjoyed them, and they walked out feeling there was something productive that actually happened. So this is what's possible with meetings. Now, meetings are typically things, because of the description and the story that I just shared, they're usually things that people can't stand. They're usually meetings get in the way of work, and they take away from people's time. And very often that is the case. But meetings are, in fact, they have the potential to be something so much more. They are, in fact, where the actual work takes place, where the major decisions happen. So understand this. In your world, in your organization, meetings are the equivalent of the operating room to a surgeon. That is the playing field to an athlete. This is where the work happens. This is where your credibility as a leader, as a participant, rises and falls. How each member shows up in that meeting, how they communicate, how they engage, will determine how they are experienced. So, what we're gonna do in the next couple of videos is we're actually gonna start to unpack how I helped rebuild and design this, and I've retooled it in such a way so that it can be applied to almost any system and organization. Now, all the elements I'm gonna include may be overkill in some situations. So some of the elements you may not need quite in the same degree, but most of these will apply in almost every situation. You may need to add some elements that are unique to your context, but I'm gonna be talking about all of this stuff. So here are the 3 big principles you've got to understand in order to run really high impact, productive, and engaging meetings. The first one is, make sure you set a positive emotional climate. Meetings are places where people tend to show up, and the only reason they have them is to discuss problems. Why would you get together to go, well, I wanted to get together because we have all these great things that are happening, and I just wanted to spend time talking about all the things that are going right. Nobody really does that. What they do is they get together to talk about all the things that are going wrong. When you focus your energy and attention on something that is bad, wrong, or heavy, it brings down the energy of the room. When it brings down the energy of the room, it's like throwing sand in the gears of the system. It actually impedes or inhibits creativity. It locks down possibilities. And so when you learn to set a positive emotional tone, which I'll show you how to do in a minute, you will begin to see a different kind of engagement, different kinds of solutions come about in the meeting. So that's point number one. Point number two is, be aware of the limits of time. Understand the limit of time. Time is the only thing we cannot make more of. You can make more money. You can make more of your product, but time you cannot make more of. And that means having an incredibly high degree of respect for that extremely scarce resource is worth everything. And so I'll show you exactly how to get the most out of the time that you use, but the underlying principle should be that time is scarce. And therefore, we're gonna start on time, we're gonna end on time. We're always gonna be respecting that, and we expect everybody in the room, including the leader, to truly honor that commitment. So that's the second main principle. And then the final big principle is this. Be sure to match the container and the content. Here's what I mean by that. So at the beginning, I told you a story about what I call meeting mush or meeting stew, where just all kinds of different things were thrown in. They were mixed together. You had no idea where you were going. Lots of things fell through the cracks. You walked out not sure what you talked about or why or where it was going, but it was a meeting and you had it, and I guess you're glad you did. But the reality is that's because people often misunderstand. Certain kinds of content belong in certain kinds of meetings, and you can create structures or containers. Each meeting can have rules assigned to it so that you put the proper content in. Here's an example. Three different containers to match three different kinds of content. The first one is called the tactical meeting. So let me walk you through what a tactical meeting looks like. First of all, it's no more than 90 minutes in length, and you're focused on near-term goals, usually no more than about 2 weeks out. So the tactical meeting is designed for the IT problem, that needs to be addressed this week. It is not designed for larger strategic questions. And we'll talk about in a minute how you do a tactical meeting so that you don't have meeting mush. There are a couple of techniques that allow that to work right. The second container that you want to make sure you have in place is the strategic meeting. So here's what a strategic meeting looks like. First of all, it's 4 hours usually. So it's a much longer meeting. It happens a lot less frequently. It's certainly not weekly. And you're really focused on the 6 month to 1 year timeline. So when you're having a strategic meeting, the timelines are much further. That's where the trend about where technology is going might become really relevant. However, you don't just show up to strategy meetings willy-nilly. You actually have to prepare. So you make sure that you understand this requires research and prep. And so you're actually going to come in with trend analysis or data analysis or a kind of a program or an idea or an initial plan already thought through. And in strategy meetings, which are often about 4 hours, sometimes you get away with 2 hours, but you don't want to do more than one agenda item in that 2 hours, maybe two. So you want to make sure there's lots of time for an agenda item because you're dealing with really big picture, long range issues. The last meeting that you want to have is some sort of an offsite strategy retreat. This happens a little less often than the strategy meetings. This could be once a year, twice a year. Some companies do this quarterly. And here's how they work. They are basically 1 to 3 days long, depending on what kind of a team you have and what kind of issues you're facing. And you're dealing with much longer timelines. You're focused on the 3 to 5 year timeline in these retreats. And the other thing is you don't want to overstructure them. So you want to make sure there's plenty of time for relationship building, for having long conversations about the things that are most important in 3 to 5 years. And so that's the strategy offsite. Now, I'm not going to focus my time on the strategy offsite or the strategy meetings because they are really highly unstructured. Just remember those basic principles I shared with you and you'll have a really great meeting. It's the tactical weekly meetings that I want to focus on next.